Squad on the phone now to Faylene Owen, who is an MSU trustee. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm just fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well this Monday evening. The MSU Board of Trustees had to make a difficult decision last week on Friday morning, and that was to raise tuition for MSU by 6.9%. It was a long process, I imagine, getting there, and it's a difficult decision for you, isn't it?
It's such a difficult position for trustees to be in, and I am so concerned about the impact of tuition increases on our students and their family. But the truth of the matter is, Cheryl, the responsibilities for these increases belongs to the governor and the legislature. They cut MSU by 15% this year. And over the last 10 years, you won't believe this, over the last 10 years, we have lost $174 million in state help after inflation. And the state, Cheryl, the state used to account for over 60% of MSU's budget. And now it's less than 30%.
Those numbers are staggering.
Aren't they staggering? I mean, it is so difficult for these families and these students who are working one and two jobs to go to school. And it bothers me so, and every trustee on this board, months and months we say, how much is the state going to cut us? Because you can't make a budget so you can know what's going to be coming with the state. And then we have to do our budget, and it's hurtful. It's really hurtful. And I don't understand the state. Cheryl, they talk out of both sides of their mouths. It says, oh, the state says it wants the universities to lead in economic development and with low tuition. Then, on the same time, it slashes our state funding while giving $1 billion in tax cuts to a lot of people who don't need it.
Well, and you are, you know, you're not the first one to echo these remarks, and it does seem to fly in the face of what we ought to be doing in this state. Would you agree that there were some changes in funding that needed to be made, or different ways of doing it?
Oh, there weren't many. I can tell you some of the things that we did. I'd be glad to do that, because I'll give you examples. We have reduced our employees over 300 people. Employees voluntarily have not taken wage increases. Employees no longer will get retiree health care. Our employees now have reduced current health care costs now. In total, we've cut more than $50 million from our budget. It's staggering, as you say. It's just unbelievable. And the last alternative is where we go, tuition.
Well, I did reading some articles before speaking with you tonight. One of the articles I read said that MSU had spent the last few years preparing for a steep cut in state appropriation, and a cut had been deferred by federal stimulus funds, but that finally came to an end this year. But I don't believe you had anticipated that 15% cut from the state, had you?
We really haven't. You're absolutely right. We didn't know it was going to be that big. You know, a couple, two, 3 years ago, we got a little extra from the state. You know what we did with it? I think it was about 2%. We gave it back to the students. And right now, after this huge cut, we increased financial aid 10% to the students.
Well, because, yeah, they need to be helped. The numbers we're talking about for the students, as you well know, and just for my listeners, with these increases, with the 6.9% increase, tuition for a full-time undergrad in-state student would cost at least $12,510 for the next school year. And then with adding room and board, the cost reaches about $20,664, according to some numbers reported. You wonder just, you know, how some folks are going to be able to make this happen, and unfortunately, this might mean some can't.
Well, if some can't is right, and a lot of students right now are trying to decide, well, maybe if I go to a community college, it might be a little cheaper. You know, maybe I can go for 2 years or find colleges, the community college. But this is, honestly, Cheryl, this is just getting crazy. I mean, how are we going to be the best state in the nation if we don't educate our students and our kids? How are we going to do that? I mean, that's what frightens me the most. I have a grandson that's been accepted to law school at Michigan State. when my daughter and my son-in-law found out what it was going to cost, they said, oh, my God, how are we going to afford such a thing? And they just finished paying for two of their children who also went to Michigan State. It's a never-ending thing because I don't think we're going to get any money from the state for sure the next 10 years.
Well, and I guess that does make you wonder if what you're describing to me, and I was going to talk to you about what employees have given up to try to help balance or try to help cut costs at the university, you've cut everywhere that you possibly can. I mean, to raise tuition, is that a last resort?
The completely last resort. We struggle for months not to want to do this. Just months. And as I say, we have kids, too. We're paying the same thing. We don't get any breaks by being trustees. Doesn't mean a thing, you know. So I know how it hurts. I know how hard it is for the students and the families, and how they're going to have to give up. God knows what they have to give up, but they're going to have to
for
their kids to go.
With the increase in financial aid, do you think that can help fill perhaps some of the gap, and do you encourage kids to take a look at that, students?
I do. Well, I personally do, and I'm sure that the administration does also, you know, and all kinds of, you know, anything that will help them get through school that they can get their hands on, you know.
And I also read some remarks from MSU President Luana K. Simon when she said in an article in regard to this issue that students come to MSU because they believe they're going to get a competitive edge. Otherwise, they're just paying a pretty steep tuition to get a degree. That's pretty well said.
I agree with that. And we're trying to maintain quality at the same time for our students and research technology so they can go out after they graduate to get jobs, and in this economy, pretty scary.
Well, it is, and we talk about, I just spoke a couple of times last week with guests, Faylene, about the brain drain from Michigan, and these kinds of things don't help. I mean, MSU is an extraordinary university. You're a graduate of there as well.
Yeah.
And we certainly want to encourage...
Our whole family of Michigan State.
Wow.
We bleed green and white.
I happen to know that. I do happen to know that. Are you concerned about what has been called a pattern of disinvestment in higher education?
I'm very concerned about it. I don't, Cheryl, I don't understand why. That's the whole key to this. How can you do this when you need to educate our kids for the future? Who's going to be in Michigan? Not me anymore. I'm too old. I worry about these kids. We need these kids. They're so bright. When you sit and you talk to some of these students, they just take your breath away. They're so bright, you know, and it concerns me greatly. It really does.
Well, and of course, Michigan State isn't the only one doing it. Seven Michigan universities have already raised tuition for the next school year, all of them by at least 6.6%, and there's several more to come this summer as rates are being raised. Of course, you spoke about the administration. The governors had said there would be even more cuts if tuition was raised above 7.1%. So, I mean, you held it there. I guess my next question, Trustee Owen, is you wonder what happens next. I mean, if we've cut and tuition has been raised, what happens next year?
It's frightening just to have to think about what's going to happen next year. You know, and I know, if we don't get anything more from the state, and I doubt it, we're going to have to increase it again. How much? I don't know. We don't know yet, but we're going to be cutting some more. I promise you that.
Well, it's...
We will be cutting more.
It's... I apologize if I stepped on you a little bit there. I appreciate so much you talking with us this evening. It's a great university, and you hate to have students take on more of a financial burden. I appreciate your time and perspective this evening, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Oh, I thank you so much, Cheryl. This was honestly my pleasure.
Oh, thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll talk with you soon.
Bye-bye.
Good night. We've been